Now go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 is, as promised, the text this morning, a continuation of what we began Wednesday night. Verse 22. Let's read 1 Corinthians. Let's read a few verses, verses 21 and verse 22 together. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. As in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Now read with me verse 45 and verse 47. Verse 45, so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam, a quickening spirit. Verse 47, the first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Two Adams, two men. Now, my pastor one time used this illustration that if you go into a jeweler's shop and you're looking at or looking for a pearl or a jewel of some sort, the way in which that jeweler will display that pearl or that jewel is on a black background. The jeweler will bring out a dark cloth, black or dark blue, in order to show just how brilliant that jewel is, that pearl. Well, Christ is called the pearl of great price. He is called the altogether lovely Son of God. And He is not known, that is, His beauty, His glory. He is not appreciated, He is not desired, until we first see the blackness of sin. Yes, of our own heart. God's Word talks about sin in this way: the exceeding sinfulness of sin. That is, the utter wickedness and awfulness of sin. And I'm talking about, or we're talking about, what we're born with, what man is born in and has in him by nature. And the consequences of this thing called sin are horrible. It's called death. Death. in all of its horror and fear and finality, death. We just read in Romans 5 how that because of this thing of sin, death passed upon all men. And Paul wrote in another place, the whole creation groaneth and suffers because of this thing called sin. Everything dies. And so God Almighty's Word, from the beginning, paints not a fairy tale or a fable, but a true story of the utter blackness called sin. And then God's Word reveals the altogether lovely Son of the Most High God, who is life and light and love and glory and honor and so forth. Goodness personified. All right, here's salvation in a nutshell, okay? Sin has so corrupted mankind that God already once destroyed a whole planet full of persons. Yes, persons. And God is going to someday, and I believe it's very soon, permanently destroy this world and all in it. But God, here is salvation. But God in mercy. Mercy means not getting what we deserve. God in mercy to some, not all, but some. And in love to some, not all, but some. You see, none deserved mercy. That's by definition, it's undeserved. None deserve love. Scripture says there's none good, not one. None righteous, not one. No one is lovely, but one. But God in love and in grace. Grace means a gift. And if it's a gift, it's sovereign. It has to be, by definition. A gift is not something you earn. It's something someone bestows upon you. Didn't have to, they did. Salvation's a gift, 100%. And God in mercy and in love and in grace chose to save some of these corrupt creatures. Yeah. And the way He does this, who is sufficient for this? The way in which He does this is by doing something for them and doing something to them. You've got to have both. And the God I'm talking about who did this, His name is Jesus Christ. It says by this one man. Well, He's more than a man. He's a God-man. It's by Jesus Christ doing something for us on our behalf to God. And by the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of Christ, doing something in us. A new creature. All right. Let's look at this whole story. In Adam, all die. We looked at it, the first part of it, Wednesday night. Go back to Romans 5 with me again. Romans chapter 5. In Adam, all die. God Almighty created one man. You and I were not created, as it were. We weren't created. We were born from someone. You and I came forth naturally from our parents. Everyone in here came from this man named Adam. We are called the sons of Adam. Is this important? You can't understand what he's talking about here if you don't understand it. In Adam, all die. If you're in Adam, if you come from Adam, you die. If you're in Christ, you're made alive. So this is what this is talking about. Two persons, two Adams. First Adam, second Adam. God Almighty created one man, Adam and Eve. Male and female created he them, but they were both called man, mankind. God Almighty created this beautiful, glorious, sinless creature called man in his image. Brilliant, beautiful, pure, innocent, loving, in mind, body, and soul, sinless, made by God to live forever, to live in purity, holiness, naked, which was beautiful, except something happened. The man was created in this way, purity, holiness, happiness, to live unto God, to live with God, to live for God, to live forever. But as I said, something happened. Look at verse 12. Romans 5, verse 12. By one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. Sin. What is sin? Several years ago, in the Roanoke Times, they did a survey of what people thought was sin. They asked the question, what do you think is sin? And maybe you read that, but it was absolutely ridiculous, the things, you know what people come up with, it's this and that and the others, touch not, taste not, handle not, and so forth. Well, Scripture says, our God says, sin is the transgression of the law, meaning breaking God's law. What law? Any law. And God said to offend in one point, guilty of it all. Isn't that what he said? You read it for yourself, you know it, so. But it's not just outwardly either. God doesn't see as man said. God looks on the heart. And he said, I say unto you, he that has looked on a woman has committed adultery. Now who can say he's without sin? Ever. Sin is the transgression of the law. But it's more than that. Sin is everything that is evil and wicked and filthy. As we quoted, the exceeding sinfulness of sin. And I'm not able to describe sin in the way it really is, the way God sees it. God who is holy. None of us have ever really seen sin as God sees it. Most men and women think it's too severe for God to destroy people or to have a hell and put people in because they don't see sin as God sees it. They don't know what real holiness is. Men think they do. They try to look like they are holy and they try to come up with some kind of standard of holiness. It's not God's standard. God says there's one thing can be done with sin. Kill it. Sin is the opposite of everything holy. And again, men don't really have a clue what that is. Holiness came into this world. His name was Jesus Christ. Holiness personified walked this earth. The only man who ever lived who God approved of. The only man whom God was well pleased for his righteousness' sake. That is, his holy life's sake. The only man with clean hands, a pure heart, and never lifted up his soul unto vanity or swore deceitfully. The only man ever. But he didn't look any different than anybody else. And nobody recognized him for the holiness that he was. And what did man do? Man that is corrupt. Children. Our Lord said this, if I hadn't come, they wouldn't have had a cloak for their sin. But they cover themselves and cloak themselves and go through this charade of holiness. When holiness walked this earth and man hated it. And they killed it, according to God's purpose. The word holy itself means other than. God said, I'm not. God said, thou thoughtest I was altogether such a one as thyself. God is something other than man. Sin is the opposite of holiness. Sin is the opposite of all that is pure and good and clean and right and just and true. Sin is evil. Sin is a bad nature. Sin sins sins are the offshoot, the actions of, the thoughts of sin, you see. Sin is a nature. Sins are the results of that nature, the fruit of that nature. Sins are murder, rape, violence, hatred, envy, jealousy, lies, deceit, and so forth. Sins. Well, our Lord said here in verse 12, by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. Death. What kind of death? Physical death? Yes. But that's not the first kind of death that came upon man because of sin. Spiritual death is the first thing that happened to mankind. In Adam, all died spiritually. Spiritual death. Adam, in that garden, when he... And Adam, listen to me. Adam was the only man who's ever lived who had a free will. Only one. Offered a choice, if you will. If you want to use the word offered, though it's not in Scripture. But offered a choice. Good, evil. What did he choose? God or self? God's will be done. God to reign and rule, or you reign and rule? What did Adam choose? Self. Evil. Will not have God. I'll be God. Now, Adam was created with the life of God. Adam walked with God. Adam talked with God. Adam thought like God. Adam looked like God. Created in the image of God. And we saw that's Jesus Christ. But now, after he rebelled against God, this thing of sin entered him. And he no longer looked like God. His countenance changed. He no longer thought like God. He no longer thought on God. He was hiding from God. Before he ran to God, now he's running from God. Before he wanted to see God, he loved God. Now he doesn't want to see God. Before he was unashamed, he had nothing to be ashamed of. No sin. Now he's guilty. He's ashamed. Until he became more like an animal than God. And all of these things, fear, guilt, shame, hate, bitterness, anger. He blamed his wife. She blamed the servant. They blamed each other and they were ashamed and so forth. Death. You see, spiritual death. And it says, by this one man, death. By one man sinned, death passed upon. This spiritual death. And all of our children are born, Scripture says, conceived in sin. That is, they're born in sin. We get the nature of our father, Adam. We come forth, David said, from the womb speaking lies. Our children aren't born speaking the truth. They're born speaking lies. And we spend the rest of our lives trying to get them to tell the truth. They're born doing evil. They're born hating. They're born loving self. They're born dead in trespasses and sin. They don't think about God. You have to force them to come to church to think about God. You have to force them to thank God. Sing, honey, sing. I don't want to sing. You've got to force them to do that. It's not their nature. Sin is spiritual death, festival. All men. And we can't blame Adam. He went on to say in Romans 5, we can't blame all this on Adam because we've sinned just like him. We do it willfully. By choice. By nature. Well, not only did that sinful nature pass upon us. Now why do we labor this point? And, someone once told one of our ladies, said, you all talk too much about sin. Well, Scripture says this. Call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. God's going to destroy this whole world because of this thing called sin. Kill it all. Man, by nature, is like a mad dog. One thing you can do with a mad dog. It's a true story. Years ago, this man had a dog named Shep. And it was a family pet. He had children. The man had children. And one day, one of the youngsters came in and said to their father, "Dad, something's wrong with Shep." I went out to play with him. And he growled at me. And he said, "And Dad, Shep, he just got this funny look on his face. And he's foaming at the mouth, Dad. Something's wrong with Shep." And the father immediately knew. And he went to the fireplace over the hearth where he kept his gun, got his gun down. Opened the chamber and put a shell in him. And the little child said, "Dad, what are you going to do?" He said, "Son, Shep's a mad dog. I got to kill him. If I don't kill Shep, he's going to kill you." That's an illustration of what God has to do to man. Got to kill us. Or at least show us that we're dead. See, Christ, unless we see something of the awfulness of sin, what we are, repentance is repentance toward God for what we are. Not just what we do, but what we are that makes us do what we do. The man died spiritually. And not only spiritually, but physically. Physically. Adam walked out of that garden. Well, before he walked out of the garden, God Almighty illustrated this thing to him. You know, the first death on this planet was caused, God Almighty did it. The first death on this planet, God did it. When God told Adam and Eve, "You're going to die the day you eat thereof," they didn't know what he was talking about. They didn't even know what death meant. They'd never seen it, didn't know what the concept was. Death, cessation of life. What do you mean, death? Well, when they sinned against God, God Almighty, I believe in the person of Jesus Christ. I believe it was him in the garden. God Almighty, Christ himself, took a lamb, which was perhaps a pet of Eve, perhaps. An innocent, spotless, harmless, beautiful, lovely lamb. Harmless. God Almighty, Christ took that lamb right before the eyes of this man and woman, these rebels now. And he took that lamb and took a knife and slit its throat. To their horror. And they watched as that once alive, innocent, beautiful, spotless lamb, now this blood, this red, they didn't know what blood was, this red blood, the life of this flesh came flowing out of this lamb. It began to kick and kick, and finally until it quit kicking, and he laid it down there. It's dead. And they watched in horror at this. And I believe God explained to them what that is. This is the only way from now on that you can approach me. The blood of an innocent victim. The only way you can live from now on is for something to die for you, but rather someone. And God made that promise over in Verse 15 of chapter 3 of Genesis, he said, the woman's seed. Someone's coming. There's somebody coming. You know, death now is passed upon you. Sin, spiritual death, physical death. Adam, you're going to live 930 years, but then you're going to die. And they walked out of that garden, and the first thing they saw not long after there was their son's brains mashed out because of this thing called sin. Then they knew a little bit about the exceeding sinful, this nature that had come upon all of their posterity. But God, in mercy and grace, and the gospel is what this is. God Almighty told them, somebody's coming to get you out of this mess you've got yourself in. Somebody's coming. You're dead, and you're born dead, and all your children are born just like you, sinful, sinners like you are. Without God, without hope, but somebody's coming. Here's the good news. Here's the gospel. I'm sending someone, another man, to this earth. A holy man, really holy. I'm coming. God was manifest in the flesh. Oh yeah, a child is born, but the Son, the eternal Son of God, is given. Call His name. What do you call His name? God. Emmanuel. God with us. God was in Christ. The second Adam. And, oh my, again, who is sufficient for these things? It says, in Adam all died, but in Christ shall all be made alive. We're born dead. We're born without God. We're born without hope. We're born without the ability to know God. We're born without the ability to come to God. Christ said this, you will not come unto me that you might have life. He said, no man can come unto me except the Father which has sent me draw him. Man is dead. Dead means dead. Graveyard dead. To God, stinking dead. No matter how you clothe it, no matter how you cover it up, it's flesh. God said, that which is flesh, and it's abhorrence to God. But God came in flesh, put on the likeness of sinful flesh, but without sin. As I quoted in Psalm 24, the only man who ever lived, the only man who ever lived whom God said, I'm well pleased with this man. The only man, God could not contain himself from heaven, but twice said it, I'm well pleased with this man. This man and this man only. He didn't say it about Moses. He didn't say it about Abraham. He didn't say it about Job. He didn't say it about anybody. He's not saying it about anybody now. But he said, this man. Well, please, look at him. Holy, righteous. This is a man that lives like I command man to live, like man should live. He lives for my glory, according to my law. He thinks it, he loves it, he believes it, he breathes it. He loves it, he loves to do my will. He's not out for self, he's out for me. This man, to this man will I look, and to all that look to him. All that are in him by faith. Even so by Christ, in Christ, those who are look to Christ. Those are found in Him, not having their own righteousness, but the righteousness which He made and covered them up. Not the righteousness of the law, but by faith in Him, which God just freely gives. That's it. Try all you want to. You can't do it. You can't do it. Christ didn't try. He did it. Who did He do it for? Not Himself. Not to show us how. But who can tell it? This is not a how-to message. This is just a how it is. This is not how you can be get to God or how you can be like God. No. This is who. This is who alone can get us to God. As I said, Christ didn't come down here to just show us how to live. There's a scripture that says this. Listen carefully now. If righteousness cometh by the law. Now I want you to listen how serious this is. If we can get to God, if God will accept us, by us living right, righteousness, Christ died in vain. That's how serious it is. And God showed us, like that lamb in the garden, which was a picture of when God sent His Son to Calvary's tree. And we ought to look upon that with utter amazement, like Adam and Eve did. Why is God's killing His Son? God Almighty is the one that killed His Son. Why? Why did Jesus Christ die? As a martyr? A substitute. As we said in the garden, God said, I'm killing this lamb. The soul that sinneth must surely die. The soul. The soul. The soul. That's what hell is, where souls are sent. The body dies because of sin. It has to. It just shrivels up and dies. Corruption. The soul. Death, second death. The Scripture says God made His soul, Christ's soul, an offering for sin. Scripture says God made Him to be sin. And all those in Christ are made the right. This is a mystery, and this is it in a nutshell. What Christ did, He did for God, to God, to glorify God on our behalf. And here's the mystery. Somehow, God Almighty swapped places with His people in Christ. Substitution. So that we get the credit, if you will, for what He did. Now, this is faith. This is what faith is. We get the credit for what He did, and He got the blame for what we are and do. And when God saw Him, He saw all of His people, sinners though they were, and killed Him. That's what we deserve. Like God said to Adam and Eve, this is what you deserve. I really ought to put you out of my sight. But I'm going to spare you. And God spared us, His people, whoever they may be, because He spared not His own Son. I tell it. In Adam, all died. Born dead and eventually die physically. Everything and everyone in this planet dies. All because of sin. It's a horrible thing. The whole creation groaneth because of this sin. But the whole creation must have rejoiced when God walked this planet. I've often thought of the rapport our Lord must have had with the animals and nature itself. You know, the fear of man is put in Him, but not, they had no need to fear Him. He came to put away death by His own death. I can't explain that. It's a mystery. As I said, this is not a how-to, but how it is, what it is, who it is. When the Holy Son of God came to this earth, He came to abolish death, spiritual death. And then someday, Scripture says He's coming again. God's going to cast sin, hell, and death into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And going to burn up the whole earth and the heavens and everything in it. When Christ, who is life, comes, and He said, you rejoice in what I create, a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. And this, I didn't adequately describe it, this new creature that God creates in us by the Spirit of God. This new person, this Christ-like man, is going to dwell there with Christ. It's not something you did, it's something the Holy Spirit does. Through Christ, He, as it were, gave birth to a people. It's called the new birth. And Christ is the one that travailed to give birth to His people. And the Holy Spirit takes this Christ, this seed, this word, this preaching of the gospel, and plants it. This is a mystery. I'm doing my best. And plants this in the hearts of all His people that He's chosen everywhere. And in new life, faith in Christ, the life of God, a new creature is made. in Christ that walks in holiness and godliness and the fruit of the Spirit and so forth, until someday when this body of death is put in the grave and then they are clothed with a new body in His perfect image, where they live happily ever after with Christ Himself. And it's all because of Him, you see. It's all because of Him. We don't do it. We have nothing to do with our first birth and life. We have nothing to do with the second. See, unto Him are the issues of glory of life. Okay, Brother Gay, come and let's sing a closing hymn, if you will. What number? 226. 226. We're going to sing. I'm going to leave out, I believe it's the fourth verse. Let's stand as we sing 226 without the fourth verse. All verses but the fourth verse.
Last verse.